We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If you've ever spent 3 hours working on something that should have taken 45 minutes or an hour at the most, because you kept getting pulled into different directions, whether it be notifications on your phone, messages on your email, or quick interruptions, this episode is your intervention. Today, we're talking about creating time. Consider it islands of deep focus in an ocean filled with distractions. Think about the last time that you worked on something important for 1 full hour without checking your phone, email, even apps. And I'm not talking about during a client session where you had to pay attention. I'm talking about just you solo, alone, focused on one thing for 60 straight minutes. Well, if you can't remember when that happened, you're not alone. Research shows that the average knowledge worker checks mail every 6 minutes and switches between apps hundreds of times per day. We have trained our brains to expect constant stimulation and immediate response to every notification. But the problem is that the work that actually grows your business, strategic thinking, creative problem solving, complex project work, that requires sustained attention. And you can't build something meaningful in 6 minute chunks in between interruptions. The first time I had tried doing this, I had spent an entire afternoon working on a client proposal. And that should have taken perhaps 2 hours max. But I sat at my desk from about 1 to 6 p.m. and I was time tracking, so I was being productive. But when I actually looked at what happened during those 5 hours, I realized that I was multitasking. I had written a section, then I was checking Slack. And then I wrote another section, and then I responded to a text, and then I researched data, and then I checked LinkedIn just for a minute. And then, of course, I checked my emails, and then I went back to the proposal. And the result, by 6 p.m., I had a half-finished proposal that wasn't the best, and I felt completely drained. And not because the work was hard, but because my brain had been context switching for 5 hours straight. The next day, I tried something different. I put my phone in another room. I closed every browser tab on my computer except the one I needed. And then I set a timer for 90 minutes. I had done the time blocking exercise. And then I worked on the proposal with zero interruptions. Well, the result was that I finished the entire thing in 75 minutes, and it was a much better version of what I had struggled with the day before. And more importantly, I felt energized afterwards instead of feeling like my brain was fried. And that's when I realized the problem wasn't the work. It was the way that I was working. We're living in a time where we've created a culture of constant availability, and that's affecting our ability to do meaningful work. Every notification trains your brain to expect immediate gratification. Every interruption makes it harder to get back into deep focus. Every quick check, what it does is it fragments your attention just a little bit more. And the science is clear. It takes an average of 23 minutes to fully refocus after an interruption. But most of us interrupt ourselves every few minutes. We're essentially running our brains like old computers with too many programs open. Everything runs slower and then crashes more often. And here's the problem that a lot of entrepreneurs face. When you work for yourself, you don't have anyone protecting your time. Corporate employees have assistants, gatekeepers, meeting-free zones, but independent consultants or solopreneurs or small businesses that perhaps don't have a big team, well, they have a lot of notifications, lots and lots of notifications, and they have to wear all of these hats. And we act like being constantly available makes us more professional. But what it's actually making us is less capable of the high-level thinking that separates successful entrepreneurs from busy entrepreneurs. So you don't necessarily need more time. What you need is more deeper time. So the Phone Down Power Hour isn't about working longer. It's about working without interference. So after you've time blocked that we discussed in the previous episode, and you're ready to tackle that power hour, that Phone Down Power Hour, which isn't about working longer, it's about working without interference, start first by making sure that your environment is ready to support your deep work, not fight it. The phone goes in another room, not just face down on your desk. Then close every browser tab except the one that you need and use website blockers if necessary. If you work from home, even if it's quiet, you may want to put on some noise-canceling headphones for that hour. It will signal to your brain that you are in focus mode. And if you pick 1 hour per day, ideally during one of your energy peak times that we discussed about in our last episode, that sacred hour becomes completely unavailable to the outside world. This isn't try not to check your phone time. This is I am completely focused regardless of what is going on around me. I'll find out later in 60 minutes time. And then choose one thing to work on during your power hour. Not two related things, not a category of things, one specific task, or perhaps one specific project. The constraint is what creates the focus. When your brain can't escape to other tasks, it has no choice but to engage deeply with what's in front of it. And your brain may resist this. And your brain may resist this. Around the 15-minute mark, you'll suddenly remember something urgent that you need to go check. And maybe around minute 30, you're going to get fidgety and you're going to want to take a quick break. And if that happens, remember that's normal. This is your attention span rebuilding itself. Keep a notepad next to you or right in the parking lot, any thoughts that pop up, and then get back to work. And when you finish that power hour, notice how much you actually accomplished. Pat yourself on the back. Notice how the work felt different. Most people are shocked by how much they can get done in 1 hour of uninterrupted focus versus 3 hours of interrupted work. The goal isn't to work in isolation all day. It's to prove to yourself that you are still capable of sustained attention, and then gradually increase your capacity for deep work. So choose your time, choose your day. Ideally, one of the peak energy windows that you identified from our last episode, block it on your calendar like you would any important meeting. And remember, before you start, put your phone in another room. Close all unnecessary browser tabs and apps on your computer or phone. Choose one specific task to work on and set a timer for 60 minutes. And when the urge to check something hits, and it will, just write it down on a notepad in your parking lot. When I say parking lot, that's in the notepad, not outside, and keep working. You can deal with it after your hour is up. Track this for 5 days. Write down what you worked on, how much you accomplished, how it felt compared to your usual work sessions, what tried to distract you. And I bet you'll be amazed by how much you can get done when you're not constantly putting out, let's say, digital fires. In our next episode, we're going to talk about something that might sound boring, but will revolutionize how you work, how to organize your tasks to eliminate decision fatigue and create effortless productivity. Until then, claim your power hour, and your brain will thank you.